The Year in Agriculture. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. As 2010 draws to a close, it seems only fitting to look back over our year and highlight some significant events in agriculture. And one important event was held way back in January.
Farmers and ranchers need to become activists for agriculture. You cannot rely simply on the Farm Bureau organization or the State Poultry and Livestock Associations. Each individual person has to become an activist and tell your story.
Kay Johnson Smith is Executive Vice President of Animal Agriculture Alliance, a D.C.-based company. She was keynote speaker at Tennessee's first ever Animal Agriculture Summit. And who could forget those floods that devastated the state back in May?
We had 13 inches of rain in about a 24-hour period. The Harpeth River just could not handle it. We went really from one of the best-looking years of crops we've had in a long time, from super crop to devastation.
That was Hank Delvin, a Williamson County farmer whose farm was virtually completely underwater back during those first days of May. This spurred the Tennessee Department of Agriculture to request and receive an agriculture disaster designation for 13 counties across the state. Who would have guessed after those torrential rains, the rest of the summer and fall would be too hot and too dry?
I don't ever remember getting done this early. The earliest that we ever were done before was about the 1st of November. It's been dry ever since around May. Our rains cut off. It didn't look like they were ever going to stop. In the spring, for us to get planted, we got planted, and the rains cut off. That helped to make a short crop, and when you don't have much to get, it doesn't take long to get it.
That was Weekly County Farmer Ben Moore. 42 counties across the state have been designated primary natural disasters due to drought during the growing season this year. A tough year all around for farmers across our great state. Hopefully next year will bring a renewed strength and better weather for Tennessee farmers. Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.